Once the temperature drops outside, the business of hot pot restaurant picks up. Have you noticed that many celebrities love to invest in the hot pot business? Wu Qilong, Ren Quan, Li Bingbing, just to name a few, are participating in this. And why is it that it is so popular? Of an investment choice for these celebrities. Tell me more about this.
I would love to. Chinese hot pot is one of the most popular meals in China, and I'm sure many of you know that already. It consists of a simmering metal pot with broth in the center of the table and all the raw ingredients placed beside that metal pot, so people can add and cook whatever they want in the broth. Yeah, whenever they want. So, the hot pot has a long history, guys. It's not something that was just a fad or anything. It's been around for thousands of years in China. And specifically, I think Sichuan also has a very colorful history with the hot pot as well. But figures released by the China Cuisine Association in 2015 showed that the average net profit margin is 4.8%. Among the most, the 100 best food and beverage companies in China. So remember that 4.8% is the net profit for the best food and beverages. You would expect hot pot to be there, but actually the percentage for hot pot businesses is even lower than 2.3% net profit. Even Western style restaurants come in higher than that. So basically, as I understand, let's take Chongqing hot pot, for example. The average consumption per person has maintained at about 50 to 70 yuan for many years. But now many places in the country, we might see now that it's changed to 80 to 120 yuan per person. But even with this this change, according to the head of Chongqing Hot Pot Association, Li Qiankun, there are over 30,000 hot pot restaurants in Chongqing alone, and there are over 50,000 Chongqing-style hot pot restaurants all over the country. And basically what we're seeing is fierce competition between these restaurants that are offering hot pot and low profit to be split among all of them. So you might be asking yourself, after what I just said, why invest? Why start a hot pot business? Especially maybe if you're a celebrity, wouldn't you want to do something else?
Yeah, we've actually discussed this before the show, and we have different reasons or assumptions here. So mine is that because opening a hot pot business is really easier than the others to when it comes to management. See, in a hot pot restaurant, actually, you have to have the recipe and you will hire several, let's say, waiters, but you don't really need a very experienced chef. And you can just hire someone and have them wash the materials and cut them, chop it and bring it onto the table. And basically, consumers are cooking it themselves, so it's easier. And also, according to my personal experience, pretty much every hot pot restaurant I saw is crowded all the time. People love it, and the fame is actually bringing more customers. If considering your idol is opening up a hot pot restaurant, you certainly wanted to check it out. So that is why I think it's becoming a trend for celebrities to open up hot pot business. But apparently, Ryan Price has a different idea.
I think, so in my limited experience in the hot pot industry, first of all, as specifically me, I won't say foreigners because I've seen some foreigners who can handle the hottest of the hot pot. Me, guys, I get the lowest, hottest hot pot. That means like the most mild, and I look like I just got out of the shower. So not an enjoyable experience for me, even though I think it tastes good, and definitely not an enjoyable experience for people that are around me because I'm sweating up a storm and I look like I might keel over. But I do really like Molotong. And, we often talk about these subjects before the show, and me and Nuhong Lin talked about these topics, and she explained something to me about hot pot, saying that, sure, hot pot is great because of the food you're getting and what's going on, but also the experience. And I can totally understand that, even though I severely suffer when I try to eat hot pot from how spicy it is. I do understand that it is like a way to bring family and friends together to have a meal that spans several hours so you can really get caught up with each other's lives and have a nice in-depth conversation. Whereas malatang, I love malatang. I could eat malatang all the time and I think it's delicious. At the same time, it is probably a quicker meal, right?
Yes.
That's interesting, and I feel like I know Ryan a lot more after what he said. And did we manage to get a definition of malatang in just now? Well, it's sort of, I'll try to take up the explanation duty, I guess. So malatang is sort of like hot pot to go in a way that it is the same, similar content, but you can have it as takeaway pretty much. And it also, I think it's been cooked maybe in that little pot thing for a bit longer than what you do in a hot pot. But anyway, so it's sort of like a lower, less fancy version of hot pot, and you can have it to go.
Yeah, you know, in my experience that I've had, it was the Chongqing version of the malatang, where you literally pick your own ingredients, and then the cook kind of cooks it up in a cauldron for you, and you're just presented with this big bowl of all that food cooked with all the spices he used. Yeah. So good!
Yeah, I also love malatang a lot, but personally, I don't know if it's for everyone here, but personally, when I go to a malatang place, I choose much more vegetables over meat. It's like malatang place could not provide that high quality meat I wanted in a hot pot place. And also in a hot pot place, you can have so much flavor you can choose. They have this divided kind of pot there that you can have different flavor, and that is really nice too.
But I mean, back on topic here,
okay.
Why are celebrities doing this, you know? And often thinking from a Western perspective about celebrities in the U.S., you have Jay-Z and his vodka, or you have Kanye, and I'm sure he owns a bar in New York or something like that.
And
you
also
sit
fashion
there,
brand.
You sit there and you realize restaurant industry is rarely the safe investment for anyone. In fact, I think like some ridiculous amount of restaurants fail, percentage of restaurants. So you can imagine that even probably this hot pot place is the same. So why are celebrities doing it? And I don't think it has anything to do with investment purposes. I think it's a status thing. I think it's saying people come to eat at this place because of me. That's what it's saying. Because I remember there was this place that opened up in my grandfather's home, not hometown, but town he had lived in at the time in Idaho. It was called Ketchum. It was a ski resort town. So nice. But Bruce Willis from Die Hard, he lives there. I really like Bruce Willis, by the way. Anyways, he lives there, and he opened this like really nice like diner, American-style diner. It had milkshakes, hamburgers. It was cool, and it was so crowded all the time. But the thing is, the idea of a diner is not really that special, and sure, it had good milkshakes, but really, it wasn't the most amazing. Why was it doing so well? Is because it was his, because people went there because it belonged to him. They saw it as some kind of connection. I like him. I'm going to go here. And I think this is maybe the celebrity effect that we're seeing with these hot pot restaurants.
You mean the popularity of these hot pot restaurants owned by celebrities?
Maybe the I would guarantee the popularity of people going to this restaurant is associated probably with the celebrity. But then also, I think the celebrity is saying to himself, I'm going to open a restaurant because, A, I think, you know, maybe they think they know the best hot pot. But at the same time, anybody that goes there, it's kind of like testament to how popular they are.
Yeah, I think I totally understand why celebrities want to open their own bar or a restaurant that can accommodate their fans and also draw people in. I think that I can understand. But with hot pot, maybe it's just because Chinese people love it. And you are guaranteed that this is one of those, I can call it a dish, I suppose, that people are going to want to have. It's not like you're starting up some fusion cuisine and then you're not guaranteed traffic. So maybe that's just something about Chinese people's love about hot pot and not that much about celebrity, actually.
You know, I got to say something. Okay, so the first time I had experienced hot pot, I mean, I think it's really cool. And I do see the kind of like the amount of interaction you have and whatnot is really kind of a nice experience. But the first reaction I thought was, I'm going to Hot Pot and I'm paying to cook my own food. Why? Why pay to cook my own food? And it's the same with Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
But with Malatang, guys, with Malatang, that doesn't happen. So I'm sticking with Malatang. Celebrities, if you open a Malatang restaurant, let me know. I'll be there.
Yeah, and that's very interesting.
Yes.
And our longtime listener, Draco. Yeah, Draco's popped up. He said something about such a familiar name, Mr. Mark Griffiths, who used to be on this show a lot, loves Malatang. He just couldn't stop talking about it. And yeah, I guess our guests on Roundtable, including Ryan Price. I mean, you guys just have a thing for Malatang. Yeah. Yes, that's message. Nice message. Thank you, Draco, for noticing these things. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young.